나야모고르베나야모베나야나
Joy, 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 joy Oh, First of all, I would like to remind all of ourselves to take a moment and think about all kind mother sentient beings, and then generate the altruistic motivation or bodhicitta motivation seeking complete enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings. With that kind of motivation, we should all participate in this teaching. Let me read a couple of passages from this great Lamrim text to give you an oral transmission.
Chanyang Chakso kundu ma ding gu khomar ma je le mong du ma je mong du ma le mong du ma je jang da la ni mi so ma de su mo ju we da da ge yu lo wa sha pa so xie xie bo dong ju ring mi je yang chakso wa ng mi ju wa ma yin no a mi ju wa ma yin no ni mo shu wa zang jia wa xin du chakso gu ni we da bo so Mashiki Nimu saw Tawso, Shibi, Shosoji, Yu Chambo, Yu Chambo, the Mongo, the Mazaba, Chambo, the Mazaba, Shosojo, Pua, Jella, Yun Ding, the Shungula, Demijawa, Deo, Shoso, Shi, Chamber, Yu Jumbo, Chanya, Baraji, Hajango, Yu Jumbo, my brother. Nyumbo shumene, nyuwa nyurwa seme neba doba njuro. Kebe mewa la kanza kankive zomba, kanza kankive zomba namju shiba le. Namju kede gyanu nama gyanu nere shiba wa nyanjuru shiba ti. Nishe tamo shi ye rangi tsengi la kundu mamba ham. Dada semshen to soa dama jawabu dama soa bada kasa ge ngowa la kundu. Momakina, new Pumbalake, Valla Pumbalake, Valla, Simina, what the Shedo, Jula, good Mombajina, near dinner, come on, Lava Kivacho, again, what could do Tobajina, near dinner, Jesela Kivacho. Metaba, Dungi, Dada, Meva, do Mombajina, near dinner, what you want to care about them, near the name of Valla, Simina, what the Shedo, Shedo, but that day. Tang on to the teacher, do the things like Kazan dinner. Ini kaji zaman ini, ini kini mikbal lah. Ini kerjanya degree kes caya Malaysia, di bawah ini kesan yang Malaysia ini. Jadi kesan ini, ini lagu tu lebih cocok sebagai dari gubal mahu kesan. Siapa ini cakap kesan siapa tu lagi? Ini tanda siapa nama siapa orang orang ini. Dua kesan siapa ini? Ini mikbal mikbal tunggu semasa ini kini jatuh Malaysia, tinggi dengan Google ini. Tapi gomrin dah ini lambung lebih mikbal kahyang semua sehat, niwa mahu sehat ini mikbal cek ni sendiri juga mikul tiri mikul set cipta yang mari madu je, kau sungsung juga mari insi insi ini mikbal sahaja cipta ini tiri ni sung gores, tapi
last Sunday we talk about. Opinion statements made by a critic that in order to cultivate serenity or calm abiding, you can take any object as your focus or object of meditation. So they were basically saying whatever, okay, just do it whatever you want. And so to respond to that kind of opinion statement. So our position is that it's not really whatever you like, you know, to take a focus for your serenity, because as we talked about the other day, that for example, if one has attachment as a predominant delusion, then one has to take a particular kind of a focus, which is what we call, in your translation, called ugliness, or I call it repulsiveness, as a focus to purify that particular kind of what we call deluded behavior. Yeah? And if hatred is one's predominant delusion, then one has to cultivate love as a focus to be able to deal with that. Until and unless we calm down that particular dominant delusion within our mind, we really cannot start to do calm abiding meditation and cultivate it. We won't be successful, right? In light of that, it doesn't mean whatever, right? So because, you know, there are specific objects recommended for specific kind of, delusions. We also talked about how often it is recommended that we take a Buddha's image as our focus, okay, for a number of reasons. Because this will help us to be able to remember Buddha, at the time of great need, especially. Also, by focusing on Buddha, we're able to accumulate a lot of merit or positive energy. And also, this would, down the line, might help us to do with our daily yoga practice. Right? So in that sense, certain kind of object, brings us more benefits. So it's, again, not whatever. Okay, you like it. Okay. So then the critic says, okay, then what is that statement in the Acharya Commercial Stages of Meditation and Adisha's, Lamb of Path Enlightenment, They sounded like, you can take whatever. The meaning of those statements is not like, take whatever you want. What that means is there is no what called necessarily a particular object that one should take, for developing serenity. Yeah. So that's the meaning of their statement. It doesn't mean whatever, any meaning, any more, do whatever you want. That's not the meaning of those statements. Okay.
所以你把这美国的年三里下江班这边的这那边你在咱们的康萨开始是康的高教啊这个做么小事但那小时候学生的下江班呢那没把所有南个学的听那个这个不是单单的小时候学习这边呢一个这些的所以你也我们的听所以说别个没把康家呢我这些的这个来说大老这样的。嗯是。所以
I started on page 40 practically Asanka's statement from Shrivaka Bhumi or hearers levels. Okay. And so one of the things really we talked about and we still emphasize today is first we need to find out what kind of afflictive emotion or delusion is predominating in our mind, and then we have to consider a specific antidote or object as an antidote to that delusion and take that as a focus for a meditation. Okay. Now, in case all the delusions in us are kind of a balanced, it's like not one is more powerful than the other, kind of they're like, in a balanced state. In that situation, then they said, then you can probably choose an object that you like. Okay, you can go with an object that, you like to focus on.
Yes. 下年把接我接到我这个牛毛熊啊，这个都是不收些松松，是的，大大的给大的，因为下年为什么了？但他因为嘛的穷啊的人，但穷啊的人，他是让高高啊的些，他看到一下年把的让高高啊的几百年是吧？嗯，是。可是些松松，他天底下的嘛的么的，就是小时候就是一些用过，就真的不得，就是小时候我些小啊，你叫我嘛小时候我过的点过过么些。 连忙的起呗，那小时候我有穷人来样，小时候我差不多接，差不多等有人不接，现在叫我们要，你们空的呢，有人不就别带，一定我们下这不宅基嘛，就别有人下的些那个一定我们下面呢，有穷穷进来呀，那下瓜的空了都差不多这个来是吧，是吧？我得叫我们空不空的。 但下年把接完，你叫我们能说小时候工作嘛？但是小时候被恐怕没去，小时候穷穷闲闲的，恐怕没去。连忙的嘛些，小太阳啊嘛，就嘛接不些。你过了你们是家嘛的，现在我提着这个，你下年不是，岁末什么是你们是嘛的了？小时候你不么的，岁末什么，提到给有了，下半岁歇歇不到，有人没有？小时候我民众啊没有弄，是我的下年不是带着接过的，现在。 那个叫俺们的伙伴买张袋子，没得人用不到，差不多的几个嘛的。但你们说的叫我先丢，小时候俺那工作可是，那点不说嘛些，是大概是小时候俺年不得，这些你们到啊，那说些是，你们到啊说些呗，小时候就有钱不等，忙不等，啥不来，小时候不要见了。 有两个穷人，点叫没叫人咯，是吧？但俺们叫俺们俩，那你们也不介绍，恐怕现在那个人呢，那相遇别个送上来说，我的叫他也在来那这个，上这个那边有穷穷这不这个得了，要差不多咱这个嘛，得得不着。我，他们过那别个他有不咱也没这送的，我还想得罪人呢，那得。 是我们的，但好像差不多，是多的，忙不的，啥不了，少数不要解释呢，凶凶就说，有时看那个是个啥，袋子不这个嘛的是，嗯，那你有的了呀，别个有的我下这边写大名个，这我福州老爷写的凶凶不名个，只是下来呢，你咱这个嘛的是，我的看的是呢，叫俺们过小时候年不登辈，听到不来是个啥的，嗯。
So we are on page 40, the last, the big chunk of paragraph there, where we really talk about the need to differentiate between, or need to take into account the intensity of delusions that, you know, we may experience. Yeah, so that's why we can talk about, you know, what are called rampant delusions, or chakso chel means like very dominating kind of a delusion in our mind. Or we call it the chanyama, means kind of a little balanced, where all delusions are, you know, in some kind of balanced state. Now we can talk about what are called small delusions or slight afflictions or the delusions, right? So why we need to talk about all these gradations of delusions or the levels of delusions if you want to? Because one of the things we talked about is that if our afflictive emotions or delusions are in kind of a balanced state, or we have a slight afflictive emotions, then, you know, we can, you know, choose any focus that we like, focus on that for our serenity. Yeah? So there seems to be difference in terms of intensity of the delusions. And now you wonder how come we have those differences, as it is talked about on page 40. In case of the rampant delusions, if any kind of a particular delusions is dominating in our mind, it could be attachment, it could be hatred, it could be any other delusion, you just name it. What that really indicates is that we have, you know, been habituated in that deluded thinking over many lifetimes, especially from previous lifetimes. So we have a great friendship with these delusions, great intimacy, you know, acquaintance, you know, ship with these delusions. So that's why, you know, even a slight object of attachment can make us go nuts and crazy. You know, we don't need really super duper attractive, you know, form. A little bit slightly, that just, you know, kind of makes us, oh my gosh, you know, I want that kind of thing. Okay, so that means if we have developed really a lot of familiarity, intimacy with any of the five afflictive emotions, all of the above, you know, over many lifetimes, then, you know, we are of the first case. Okay, we have rampant delusions, and you know, any little object of delusions will, you know, drive us nuts. Yeah. Now, in the case of, you know, if, in case our delusions are more sort of in a balanced state, you know, what that indicates is that, you know, maybe in our previous life we have not indulged too much in those what called sensual pleasures and too much delusional experiences. It's not that we really contemplated the demerits of the delusions or thought about the disadvantages. It's just that, you know, we did not indulge in those delusions a lot, okay? And so that's why, you know, we don't go too crazy with, you know, different objects and delusions. And in such a case, if we have a more of a balanced state of delusions, then, you know, what we call it, a slightly attractive or repulsive is not going to trigger any afflictive emotions in us. You know, we can be just feel balanced. Right? If something's really attractive, it might, you know, generate attachment, but for a little bit, but not too much. Okay, so that's with the balanced sort of a state of delusions. Now, in the case of slight or small delusions, as small as we to say because we can't measure it, but slight afflictive emotions, what that indicates is that in our previous life, you know, not only that we did not indulge in all those delusions a lot, but we made efforts to think about all the problems related with delusions, right? We thought about all the disadvantages of delusional experiences, and because, as a result of that, now in this life, now it almost seems like, you know, with usually the kind of objects that really generate delusions, other people, that doesn't have effect on us much. Okay, maybe sometimes when we see really, really beautiful, attractive thing, that might generate delusion in us, but it just pops up and it won't stay that long. Okay, or maybe something really annoying and irritating, you know, that just kind of a how to say hits on our nerve, but then it pops up and the anger goes away. Yeah. So there are those different types of gradations of delusions we need to take into account.
Mm-hmm.
So in the case of rampant delusions, because of our long time intimacy and habituation with delusion, we could experience very intense delusions and they could really stay very long in our mind. In the case of balance delusions, we may experience some moderate intensity of delusions, but they're not going to stay as that long. In the case of slight experience of delusions, that it is rather difficult for the delusions arise in our mind. If they do, it's just like they pop up and then they dissipate, right? They don't really stay.
No.
We are on page 41, pretty big quote from a sutra requested for by a person called Rivada. And so, as it says here, Rivada, if among yogi, a practitioner of yoga is confused about the characteristic nature of all composite things, or confused with the thing called person, self, living being, life, that which is reborn, or the nourisher, he should focus his mind on the objects of meditation for expertise in aggregates. Remember, one of the objects we talked about is object for expertise. So what really, the object of expertise is really basically, we're talking about, how do we counteract our ignorance, the basic ignorance pertaining to the ultimate nature of things or phenomena. Yeah? And here it is said that if we are ignorant about, the word you say is confused, right? About the nature of person, self, living being or life. These are synonyms, right? We are talking about the same thing. Okay, living being means self. Self means person. Okay, and person means life. So all of these things, if we feel somewhere that self, person, or living thing exists, right, in and of itself, from its own side, and independent of all the aggregates, then we are really confused. Then we are very ignorant about the nature of self and person. Okay, in which case, it is advised that we should really investigate the ultimate nature of self and aggregates. Okay? Self is nothing, but as we talked about before, it is a term that is merely labeled onto a collection of five physical and mental aggregates. None of the five aggregates another part of the aggregate is self or person. It's just a mere collection of these aggregates that the self or the person is simply imputed onto that. What that shows us is that self is dependently existent. It is not independently or inherently existent. Okay? So we should develop expertise into the ultimate nature of things through investigation, through analytical meditation. So once we kind of reach the conclusion, yes, nothing exists in and of itself, right, then focus our mind on that for serenity. Yeah. And then it's mentioned that if we are ignorant about causes, right, in terms of cause and conditions, right, if we're confused with causes, then we should investigate the nature of what we call constituents. In Tibetan called kham, right? It's, you know, sometimes we say how we as a person is constituted by six elements, things like that. So we should analyze the nature of these elements, you know, which constitute who we are. And so then again, we reach the same point that there is no such thing as independent self or a person, right? Because we are constituted by, many things. And then if we are confused or ignorant about conditions, right? We talk about causes and conditions. They are not synonyms, right? Conditions in the sense, something that facilitates the production of something, okay? Then we need to analyze the nature of what we call sources, okay? Because when we think about sources, it means something that produces, right? Something which is a source of producing many things, right? Where we can talk about how one thing can produce multiple things, and also we analyze the nature of sources in order to understand the nature of conditions. And if we are confused with or in other words, if we are grasping at the permanence of self or a person, that means we are again confused with the impermanent nature of a person, then we have to analyze the transitoriness or the impermanence of self or a person. Right? Once we understand that we are transient sentient beings, you know, we are not here forever and ever, so that will help us to deal with our grasping at permanence of I or the self. Okay? And if we are confused with the nature of what we call happiness, you know, because we consider that which is problem or suffering as pleasurable or happiness, right? That's one of our misconceptions. So in which case, so we really have to educate ourselves about the nature of different types of suffering, okay? So that we don't grasp at some form of suffering or problem as pleasurable or something nice, you know. And then in order to tackle our grasping at self, we need to think about the selflessness, you know. self is without independent existence. And another thing that we talked about is we need to take into account what is and what is not. Remember the language? So basically we are talking about dependent arising. So in the Buddhist theory of dependent arising, we said, concordant causes and conditions assemble together, right? Through their interactions, things are produced, things come into existence. Okay? So that means, everything cannot produce everything else. Okay? And so the Buddhist theory of dependent arising, it is a very different perspective on how things come into existence, right? For example, certain philosophy will assume that things can arise without causes and conditions. In other words, things arise causelessly, right? Well, there's no English word, but I made one there, right? So without cause, okay? Or somebody else would say, everything is created by, somebody. So there's a creator, right? The created things like, okay, let me see what I'm going to create today. Like, okay, kind of fancy dancy thing in my mind. Okay, I've created that. So there has to be motivation set first. The creator then said the creator will create that. Right? So Buddhist theory of dependent arising said no. One creator or one cause, as a matter of fact, cannot create everything else. That makes no sense. So what is presented is that concordant causes give rise to what we call concordant outcomes or the agreeable causes. That's what we talk about, how positive actions produce positive outcomes. That is what is. Positive actions never produce negative outcomes. That is not what is, what isn't. Yeah? Similarly, negative karmas produce negative outcomes. That is what is. Okay? Agreeable causes producing agreeable results. Negative karmas can never produce positive results because that's disagreeable. That is what is not. Okay? And so those are the things we talked about. So basically all of these things we talked about, the bottom line is, we are trying to counteract our basic ignorance of grasping at the self of a person and phenomena. Right? These are different ways to counteract our grasping at ignorant grasping at self.
Deva Jenan, Deva Nagi Rabbi, the Sona Yawanilo, Sona, there's that Joe Deva Jen and the Sona Yi Rabbi Yedo, so Mavana Ji, Shawani La, Sem Yawateva Shedo, Jizo Tower, Tamjele, Sim Joan Dirging, Number Joe Deva Jen and Demba Dunga, the Demba Guju, the Demba Gobada. Demba Lamla, Sem Yawateva Shedo, Hesung Sauce, that did you, she knew that. Do you get it? My, the new name shows that he did trust that the legate of Shiver, he did not go to Kashiver Center. He did trust that he did you walk with Pengaman, Lagdon, the Yinga Drops and any Kashiver Center in the Kaza Telia, Rigdo Nishagris, that Shiru to the Inn, Kazata, Duval Pigay, Duja Jingle, the Duval Pigay, Jonathani. You come from the Sul Sumi and draw the Batata, Sul can do it in it. In it, developing a jontan, developing a good you say to us of a Dungan damage huge or what. That come called Dungans and Mujo Giom, or detection in Hiranam Jesia, Tan, in Tilksin, someday Tambo, any Mushi Gomsi, and someday Tambo Yakio, she raised or what. That in years comes to Saguero, or Sagu, the country, you can sit there for dinner, Oma, Malarak, but you come up from a Yundesha era, Piggy, Karsa. Lungjiu shan de shen de cai shan de shen de kong ji kong dai jiao wo ma wo ma de kong ma kong ma kong ji ne na qi a ya ruo xian zai di ge wo ma wo ma zhong de xiao dou zi ya zhou ren si wo da xi ru zi da kong ji wo zi tai wa da tan ji xie wo de de mei na da ting ma zhou zhao ya ma da tao ne si de zhao de ruo wo di de da wo zi nang guo zhou tai wa da tan ji xie wo de yin zhou yin ne ne yin ne dian xie de mei ne dian yi mei ne yin ne bu ge yong duo xian ne da mei duo xian ne tai wa da tan ji xie wo tou ren si wo ruo xi la zhou san ne guo ba zhe kong di guo ba zhe zhuo
We are in the middle of page 41. Now remember, one of the objects in the classification of the objects we talked about is object for purifying delusions. Okay. Now that actually comes, you know, after we have cultivated calm abiding or serenity, right? Once we have serenity, then what do we do with that? From Buddhist perspective, you know, we are not cultivating serenity for the sake of serenity, right? We have a much greater purpose because we want to achieve nirvana or liberation, we want to achieve enlightenment, right? So once you have serenity or calm abiding, then what do you do with that? We said, now we need to cultivate special insight of vipassana, integrate them together, then we can find our way to liberation, right? So that's the context. Now we are here talking about how, you know, as we said before, cultivating shamatha or serenity is not an exclusive Buddhist practice. Yeah? It is common to Buddhists and non-Buddhists. Now in my today's number one footnote, it's common to Hindu and Buddhists, actually. Right? So Hindus also cultivate shamatha or serenity, calm abiding. So the way they cultivate that is, you know, they, for example, to be able to achieve the attainments or the qualities of the higher states of existence, they always reflect on the limitations and the problems of the lower levels of existence. Yeah, so in other words, that if they want to be reborn in the form realm of existence, which is higher than the desire, then they think about all the problems in the desire world, right? Getting sick and getting, you know, a kill and getting mugged, and, you know, then you add to the list. Yeah, all of those. They say, you know what, it's too much problem in the desire. It's much more peaceful and much better in the form realm of existence. And which is true, more peaceful and relatively. I think there are maybe less manifest problems in the form realm of existence. So in that way, they try to withdraw their mind and cultivate serenity. Yeah? And then, you know, those who want to be reborn in the formless realm of existence, which is higher than the form realm, then they say, you know what, there again, a lot of problems in the form. Okay, this is the problem, that's the problem, okay. And I really want to be more peaceful in the formless realm of existence. Remember, all, so when we look at the three realms of existence, or three levels of existence, the highest level in samsara is what we call the peak of cyclic existence, right? The peak. The top notch, okay? So if you're there, you're really peaceful. Like, you look like you're liberated. But we will say, hey, you're not liberated anyway. So they feel that, right? So many Hindus cultivate all these, you know, levels of contemplation thing, and they reach that, say, like, okay, I got the moksha. Now I'm in nirvana, liberated, right? And then the reality strikes them, and then they lose the whole thing, you know? They're like, oh, no. Yeah. So that's the way, right, you know, certain Hindu schools of practice, and they really have serenity, and they go all the way up there. Yeah. Now, from Buddhist perspective, as we said, yes, we could cultivate that way, the same mentality, but once we have calm abiding, we don't stop there. Because peak of cyclic existence does not equal to nirvana or enlightenment. Okay, it's still samsara. Okay, so then we need to cultivate what we call the special insight. This is where we think about the Four Noble Truths, right? The, you know, the true suffering, the true cause of suffering, the true cessation of suffering, the true path. So we think about the Four Noble Truths and cultivate special insight, and we integrate calm abiding and a special insight together, and then find nirvana from samsara or complete enlightenment for all sentient beings. Towards the end of page 41, remember we talked about this before, that we cannot differentiate between calm abiding and special insight, shamatha and vipassana, you know, in terms of what focused object we take. Okay? Because the differentiation or the distinction between the two is made from subjective point of view. Okay? Calm abiding is a non-analytical process of meditation, whereas special insight involves analytical meditation. Okay, so from subjective point of view, we were able to differentiate between these two realizations. And so what's talked about here right now is that we talked about different categories of objects of meditation, but some of them are meant for cultivating serenity afresh. Okay, but some are really meant for us to be able to enhance the serenity, if you will. Remember we said objects for purifying delusions, that really comes after we have cultivated calm abiding. It's not really so much an object for cultivating calm abiding. It is just after you have calm abiding, then what do you do? Okay, and so that's what we need to remember. So many of these objects are for developing serenity, or we could take them for developing serenity, but some of these objects are to sort of augment our serenity practice.
Mi be nom ra dem ban ni kan la sen sen de ngin zen ye mi de nga che be mi ba nam ye su yin nam na ba lo na ti ning ge nom ra ni yin sa de su yin te yo su yin she jang sha de ngin zi ge che me che ma de de ngin zi ju de de ngin zi ge ta de de ngin zi ji ji go de yīla shībē tēngdā nāng dū nāmbar tōbī lūdāng nāng yīn shējā chādē tētā nī shījē ngōbā tāng tūbī sūngyē tī mēng gā nāmbrā yīn bā rīpa shūng shē sūpa tā rō sī tā nāmbrā sē nā tōndā jīg mēng māmbā jā rā gāntō sīn sē jī gā gā jē sē yā rīgō mēng nāmbrā rā wā tī yā gā gā mēng bē nāmbrā lē wā jīdē lē rā wā tī rī yīn sī wā rā wā tā tī lā kārā sē nā tī yīn dī yī mēng bā gā shībā tē nā kārā nāmbrā kārā sungyen namba lo la nami mingi namra ni nyensa li di kongdi ene tenyang sungyen xe jang chas sungyen si tu zang kondzo li bengde ene ti tongzi di ene di ya tingin zil cha ni zingu warwa xe de sungyen xe jang chas tingin zi cema tang cema si gris kwa cema si da cema si ya dirwa kwa bimsa dirwa juyusi na yu di kiwa si gira juyusi na di gris ene tingin zi ki tap si tap sen kol ming de ding de ji ro se de ding de ta ba se ge des yo ding de ta da ding de ji go ding de go sen de ding de go ta yo go sa ro se lang ga de ji ro wa go she in yi de shi be de sa yi de shi be de ko mix sa ji si ko mix ji ko me ni yi de sha yo ma ro wa se de ko pi sim tsu sa ji go ro u di sa da yi de shi be de se nāng tu nāmbar tāk bī lūyū sī rā duwa, tā sīm nāng dhīyā kā tāp hī yīn sī gōnta. Lūyū tā nāng yī xē yā shā, nāng yī sī nā tā sūng yī sī nā jīgbā tā rā wā. Nāng yī sī nā kōn shūyō bā chē tā, mō tū tōk bā lā yī yū jiāng bā chā kā mā rā sī, yū kō nā kā tā rā mū tōng shī sī yā chā yā rā wā, wā tī sī wā rā tā. Chē tē nāng yī sī nā
所以在 bottom of page 41, synonyms of the object of meditation, and flip over the page to 42. So basically here, you know, we are given a list of terms, you know, which are all synonyms and mean the same thing. And the source for this is Asanga's Sharvaga Bhumi or the hearer's levels. Okay. And remember we talked about before, you know, how do we take something as our focus or object of meditation? What we really do taking is the mental snapshot of that object, right? We generate the image of that object in our mind, and then we focus our mind on that image. Yeah. So that's why we said it's the image on page 42, right? We can think about Buddha's image, right? We are really not focusing on Buddha out there per se, but the mental image of a Buddha inside our mind. Okay. And it's the same for other. And another synonym for that term is called the sign of concentration. Yeah, so when we take something to our mind, that symbolizes something. Sign means, the Tibetan word is sema. It symbolizes, stand for, okay, something. The object in the domain of concentration means when we take something to our mind, you know, we're engaging our mind with something, isn't it? So we're engaging our mind in an object. So that's another terminology for the same thing. Technique for concentration. So by focusing on something, that's the beginning of developing concentration. That's the method, right, for us to be able to develop concentration. So it's called technique. A door to concentration means this is how we open the gateway, if you will, for developing serenity. Okay? First, we start with a focus, you know. And basis of attention. Remember, we said when we do meditation, we cannot put our mind in thinking about nothing. There has to be basis for attention, right? We're attending to something. Meditation is a process of attending to something. So that something is the basis, okay? Body of internal conceptualization, that big mouthful word. What that really means is, we are, withdrawing our mind from external objects and, to that image of the object. So that's what's called internalization. You know, we withdraw, bring our mind home, right, and set it on our focus. An appearing image, which is a technical term, just to explain that, when we do meditation, what is involved in our meditation is this conceptualization process, okay? And the image of an object that we generate in the mind is usually, we technically call generic image, okay? And the conceptual thoughts or the perceptions, they do not process or see their objects directly or nakedly, as we would say. They're only seeing the objects through the intermediary, images of the objects. Yeah. And so the Tibetan word is called dunchi, generic image. Now think about this, right? Somebody we know really well, a person, right? A friend or something. And even when that person is dead, we still remember that person, isn't it? The accurate image of that person, we still miss that person, we remember that person. But that image in our mind is a generic image of that person. It's not the real person, but it's a permanent, because it stays with us, right, until we die. Right? Anyway, right? So that's what we call, the image of an object is not the same as the object itself. Image is the what we call the permanent, something we generate in our mind, and we focus our mind on that image. So the next, if you wonder, why do we have to bother talking about these different, categories of focus of the objects, right? We're talking about aggregates, we're talking about constituents, we are talking about sources, we are talking about dependent arising, what is going on, right? Too many things, right, crowding our mind here, if you wonder. Well, the reason for that is, in Buddhism, we talk about these three things: the basis, the path, and the result of the outcome. So this is the foundation. If we make a mistake in the foundation, right, then, you know, we are probably going to end up on the wrong path. So the basis is, you know, involves establishing the realities as they are. This is the foundation Buddhist thing. Okay? We have to really understand both the conventional and ultimate nature of all the things that exist. That's why we talk about physical and mental aggregates, we talk about constituents, we talk about sources, we talk about dependent arising. If we make a mistake here in establishing the realities and the truth as it is in the basis, then the path that is constructed on the wrong basis is going to be wrong path. That will take us to the wrong destination, right? Then it will be a big headache, okay? So that's why really we take the trouble to talk about all these different categories of things or you know, phenomena. So once we establish the realities as they are, right? Because they already exist, okay? So now the thing is we have to change our perspective on understanding these realities, right? We cannot change what already exists, right? We are not trying to change things which exist. What we are trying to change is our inner attitudes and perspectives on understanding the world, okay? Once the realities are established, we try to align our perspectives, attitudes in accordance with the realities. Because right now, we are missing the points, you see? We are really deluded and confused and all of that. So, because of that, you know, we are in samsara. So once we align our attitudes and perspectives in accordance with the reality as they are, then we say, now I know, these are the negativities, these are the things I should not be doing because reality says this will bring us the bad results I don't want, don't do it. Okay? These are the things I should adopt and cultivate because according to the realities, this will bring me peace, happiness, all other qualities, so therefore I want to do that. This is how we bring inner transformation and changes within ourselves. Okay? So this involves the practice, isn't it? Yeah, so we are changing ourselves internally in accordance with the nature of things and the reality of things. And so through that kind of inner positive transformation, we hope to find better rebirth, we hope to find liberation or nirvana, and we hope to become a Buddha. Okay, so that is the process. Okay, so that's, I think, very important for us to keep in our mind. We're not trying to change what exists there. We're trying to change ourselves in our mind, aligning our attitudes and perspectives with the realities as they are. So that's why in Buddhism we talk a lot about the truths and realities at the foundation level, at the level of the basis. No, I'm just kidding.
Tending
So we are talking things under identifying objects of meditation for this context on page 42. Now here in a sense we are kind of summarizing what we have already talked about. And remember we said that in generally speaking, there is no particular or specific object that, you know, one must focus on in order to cultivate calm abiding or serenity. But that said, we as people or individuals differ in terms of our, you know, experiences and particularly the delusional experiences. Okay? So if, as we already talked about, in order to purify our behavior, if attachment is a predominant delusion in us, yeah, then you know it is, you know, in a sense must for us to take repulsiveness or ugliness as our focus. Yeah. And without doing that, we will never be able to cultivate calm abiding in the first place. So if we do that, you know, if you say, you know, okay, forget about repulsiveness, you know, I don't like that, whatever. Anyway, that's my line. I'm adding that, Gishal didn't say. So go our way. With great effort, we may, if we are successful, we may be able to develop certain concentration that looks like calm abiding, but that really isn't. It is a similitude of calm abiding. Kind of looks like, but it's really not. Okay, so what good is that? I mean, it looks like. So therefore, it's important for us as practitioners to figure out, you know, if our delusions are in balanced state or any one of the delusions is predominant in us. Yeah, so that's what we talked about. If hatred is our problem, you know, go with the love. Yeah. If poking our nose into everybody's business is, you know, our problem, hey, focused on the breathing exercise, breathing in, breathing out, you know, that's very important, right? Because we can't make the world's business our business and then cultivate calm abiding. We just have to, you know, bring our mind home.
Yes. Yi kang zhuwa le mek ding shang wu se, xin yong, ta da yi san yi gu sun du shu bie ding yin zin, ka se, ding yin zin dang, ding yin zin yi wu yu sun zhang ni, gu rin pa 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 da li, ti yi xin bi gu le mek ni, ding yin zin zhuwa song la, lo gu shang shu song bu, ni, di li xin ni yi de nang, ka ka nang di de wa le ta ba tang, ka xe de wa ta ba, di la nang di de wa la yin, yi de lu le mek ba tang, Lula temba la migba wo. Tela lula migba ni, la yin somte lula yin la laya namba migba tang, gingru la sa bi, midu ba de migba tang, karmuka la sa wo, shakzen sheba jen la migba wo. Lula temba wo nga de, ong la migba tang, tsema chamo, lula nga de ong la migba tang, tsema chamo la migba tang, tila la migba tang, wose jen la la migba tang, gawa de dewa la migba wo. Mikba, wo ka chirde le mikba la ni yin di khyabra jen da pe wo, tela khyabra jen yin di gu le mikba tang, song le mikba, xie, mangbo xie xie de se, ta di di zare, ta da mikba ngar xie wa di nan da, yi nan dam gu zan, dam ga zhav di khan zhe xie gu zan, dam yang zhav da, gu rin par wa dam dang zhung zan, zhwa, di xie xie bu gu le mikya di, ta di nan ta di yin nan dam di zan, ta di dam gu zan zung zan zan, zhwa. That did the low that the show so with that she don't know that did it did it and if you don't want you got stated is that what that cardum got the salary but till it's only let me I think I'm the yomar one she said did it make my mobile she has it but we were mobile she has it do I would see it that goes it that's all until me I think on the car from our but she said that chill me well that is it then they did it in it you call me I did that yeah you know shower
no sir. We are on the on page 42 at the bottom. We have I think a quote from Kamal Shila's middle version of Stages of Meditation and a sutra with a long title in English, you know, more than a mouthful. Sutra on the concentration which perceives the Buddha of the present face to face. Okay. So hope I don't have to repeat this 100 times. Anyway, so what is being talked about there is, having talked about all these different categories of objects, now it's come to make a decision, right? So what do I do now, right? We talked about all kinds of objects. So according to great Indian master Ajahn Kamal Shila's stage in meditation, he said, you know what, go with the image of Buddha, Tathagata, right? So he simplifies that, go with that, yeah? And so that's really important. And then he makes reference to another master called Bodhibhadras, right, where he talks about all different types of, you know, focus here, you know, focusing on internally, you know, on our body, focusing on the characteristics of the body, focusing on external things, right? So when we look at the list, looks like this master has really, how should I say, combine both sutra and tantra practice together, right? See, it's a mention of, for example, focusing on a deity, focusing on Kadvanka, which is the staff, right? And all of that. So that only comes in the tantra, right? Only in tantra we talk about practices focusing on channels, right? Sa, nadi, or focusing on the energy, the prana, or focusing on the drops of the bindu, right? These only are exclusive tantric practice. In Sutrayana, we don't talk about that, okay? So therefore, for our case, right, those are not really suitable at the moment, I mean, generally speaking, right, because we are in a public gathering here. Okay, so what is really a safe thing to do is take the image of Buddha or Tathagata as our focus.
Lamdron Java Yang Te Chang So Tin Buddha Ta Tada Gorin Pata Chang Zerwa. But that Jerba Titus and Te Chang So Tell us Sanji Gul Sim Zima, then Sanji Jesus Chamba Yimbe, Son Tai Java Tang Sigriwa. Good did number saying tennis, then a child down Chiba the Mono Lasoba, so so be him tongue. Shakdum Lazobi, Jiba Jungi, in Jiba Jungi, Hing Mikba Shivala, Chicken Shawatan, the Timber Chasa, good number saying, Tennis, Dance, and Jimbo, the Jimbo, Jimara, Debushing Sadra,
no,
said a pig, Gomin, Sanji Quick, with the Guyos, the Yabu Shasa, and the Telia, Shashuva, the Tiava Guyan, the Kashina, Yardora, but the Gomso Racing was there. In the Divashana, because Sanji was 2 years of Dinkunisha, the Sergeant, Divasha Chirava, but Divasha had the Divasha Telangres, Chimd or Chevatam. Not thinking the Jewel Dotan, but Chibet, the Sanji Jewel Temple, Big Bala, so busy. In the day dance, or children said that they are good dinner, and the Hira Lama like quicker because some of the don't go on, the new come days, and the Hira Sanji to get you the corn or this or whatever. If Sanji is going to turn the shits on and go in his own media touch, but it does not shimmer at that. What did you say? In the Sanga Yilam Gona, like Nazo Hindu, Nazo Hindu Chesha, last of the Gobo Mongo Nang Desa, they pay you the Sanji Yil to do. Yeber, Tada Ji, Sanji Musu the Shubi, thing is in Do Dona, she saw Shubi, Gomil Sumbatar, Yeber, Terishiva Chayes, saying, then it's a monoton, Madis or Sioti, Dagaji, Karza, they said, Wakarza, Kiki the Shot, nothing in the Yubo Dota, but the Ensure the Sanji's reputation. In the Sanga Gumi and in the carnage chichos, Tadagonda, some as like the dance of the high gate of Gumanjiroa, that the Sanji goes to teach at your goal because you got Hakomajiwara, Tadakum then Chiyongroa, she said Jewel, because Sanga Jones Lang in the Lamsaji, Taji the Gun Lamsa, Lord Chadi Yoimbroa, but it is. But Karsa, Guva Chitam, what does that go at the Dangish of God with what he says, Jimarwa?
No,
nowadays. The payment that did that Jerusalem do so much, that day, so the year of half a year, the patient did that. The payment the Sanji Yelis, the year, Tada Sanji Gunzu, the Shubi, thing in the Ichido, Don the Shay Sawa, Shubi, Gorim Tamale, Sumba, Tarn, Yever, Shiva Chai, then in 6 months of the Majis was, she said, Tada Sanji was living in those at him Tashos. They were going to dance here. They generally the Ganga, they turned in any day, took the Shibori to share the Tonto Shamba in some way.
No, sir. We are on page 43. So basically, Manjushri Lama Tsongkhapa or Jerimuche. Now he's saying, you know, following Kamal Shila stages of meditation, and the next is Atisha's Lamb of Path Enlightenment of Bodhipartha Pratibham. He said, you know, so, you know, it would be of great advantages if we take Buddha's image as our focus for cultivating serenity. Yeah. So Jerome just said, you know, based on those works, so he is advising us to select Buddha's image as our focus. So in Atisha's Lamb of Path Enlightenment, where he talks about when we take Buddha's image, Tathagata's image as our focus meditation, especially when we're able to clearly visualize Buddha in our mind. Yeah? So now we have created what is called merit-filled Dzogchen in Tibetan. Right? So we have a merit-filled to whom we can do, you know, make offerings to, we can do prostrations to, right? And we can also do confession or purification. So that's a great, you know, advantage that we have already clearly visualized Buddha as if we are in the presence of actual Buddha, living Buddha, right? So then we can do prostrations to the Buddha, we can make offerings to the Buddha, we can do purification practice. So therefore, it's of great advantage to take Buddha's, you know, image. That's what Adisha talks about in his, Lamrim. And then also in the King of Concentration Sutra, Samadhi Raja Sutra, as we talked about, is that once we develop that habit and intimacy with Buddha visualization, then at the time of great need, at the time of death, we can just automatically and naturally remember Buddha. If we can really clearly, you know, fix our mind on Buddha and die, we are guaranteed a great rebirth next life at least. Okay, so that's a great advantage to it. And also another advantage that we talked about before also is later, or if you are a tantric practitioner or you want to engage in tantric practice later, this will also help you to do the deity yoga in the tantric practice. Right? In the deity yoga, what comes is that, this is based on all the assumption in my second footnote, you have received the tantric empowerment, abhishek and all of that, right, permission. Now you can generate yourself in the form of a deity. Okay? So now if you are used to visualizing Buddha, then that will also help you to visualize your deity mandala and all of those things. So it will augment your tantric practice later on. So that's another great benefit. And so Jaitanya Buddha says that I have cited some scriptural authorities here, like Kamal Shila Stages of Meditation, Adisha's Lembo Path Enlightenment, Samadhi Raja Sutra. He said, I could have cited more work, but that would crowd, you know, here. So if you are more interested to find more detailed information, so his recommendation is go and read Kamal Shila Stages of Meditation, go and read the Sutra on the concentration which perceives the Buddha of the present face to face. That's a long title. Right? So go there and you will get more information. No,
I'm just kidding.
So the bottom line here is Jerobuch is saying that we should be intelligent and skillful in selecting a focus that will have multiple benefits, right? He said you could have taken a twig or a pebble as a focus, and you might be successful in developing karma abiding, and that's the end of the storyline. Well, you are not there, you know, to end your story there, because you want to move beyond that to find liberation and enlightenment. So therefore, he said, I'm recommending you to take a Tathagata's image as a focus, because not only it serves the, you know, focus for developing serenity, but it has many other great benefits, you know, some of which he just talked about. Then he said, if you are hungry for more, go and read that sutra and that we just recommended. No, it's okay.
The 靠近能的修行，他们那些什么也同志们，女人的也那些呗，第一有点了，是女把结晶，希望都胳膊拉手吧，小把些呗，起吧，小把些了，第三的女能修吧些的，三套了，可是三完了通完去吧，嗯，第三的三点下午是，直到我打第一回过了别过来，他讲啥了，而且我看这几回过来是呢，我在这边过来是有啥了，我过来写呀是。
嗯，
对不对？对吧？那你就别通嘛是，第一不过是做的，通啊，现在说是节约啊，是吧？他说的过是节约嘛，用那咱那边当官天天的上级工资，这边过是啥？真的退完了，对不对？是吧？我感觉退完通啊，可怜的，我的生下的，感觉过是想过是些穷，这个血液，就是刚刚被老大人给我心死我是吧？
嗯，
第一不过是这样，生怎么都不啊，可是多些的生了。
三的背景上我讲吧，三多些的是，三是的三的三讲的的，那个感觉三是的当，当也不容易，看到三五个就他妈了吧，三做嘛三，我这个三级过三做嘛是个的哇，当三有淘汰嘛，也就，过下要三五也没淘汰的话嘞，三的当也不行，是个的哇，我第一个讲，我第二个讲就，但共产党公司呢，那共产党那个。
现在国家可能不给，反正，现在国家不给，反正，现在党把他身上是，现在国内朋友都过嘛是吧？他国内上上些国，国家就用个是，国内当时被，现在都是把，现在上上中国是吧？所以你提拔起来，当代来，你，我们上些个，你别直接通在当些，你考了去送当，天天要被，就这么不送当，人家上些了被提拔去什么结果嘛嘞？我提拔起来，人家上些一来，三二三二六是吧？我提拔起来，人家所有女的学不那一三五就不下生了，一点都生不掉，是吧？但他们就这么不把子呢，天天都让他下个嘛是吧？
At the bottom of page 43, we have a pretty long passage from Kamala Shila's stages of meditation. So basically trying to answer, we said, okay, now we heard you that we should go with image of a Buddha, but then how do I do that? Right? How do I focus my mind on the image of a Buddha? So then Jedambuche says, you know, this is what Kamala Shila talks about in stages of meditation. So that is, you know, if we have seen a Buddha's image or a statue, you know, or any representation, then we know what Buddha looked like. Yeah. But if we have never seen Buddha and we have no access to any of those resources, then one of the ways is really to listen to a qualified guru's instruction, right, who can describe, you know, Buddha's qualities and what Buddha looked like. So in the passage, in the Kamala Shila's way, he really talk about is, you know, we try to see Buddha with refined gold, you know, golden. It's not so much Buddha's color, Geshe-la's trying to explain. He said it's not like a Buddha has that gold color. What that really means is the refined gold gives you that amazing radiance, right? So Buddha radiates, right? That refined gold radiance. That's what we're talking about. We're not like Buddha is gone all yellow, you know. We're not talking about that. Okay. And so then we also think of like in the Buddha with all the, you know, features and also the major and minor marks of realizations we talk about, right? So everything is present in this Buddha's image, and it's also surrounded by his followers or the retinues, okay? So the reason why we think about that is we said, okay, Buddha has been very kind to give teachings to all his followers, right? So when we think about that activity of the Buddha, that helps us to generate faith in the Buddha, right? Okay, and so we try to visualize Buddha as lively as a Buddha can be. We are not like a static image of a Buddha, right? We're trying to paint that. We're just trying to generate as clearly as we can in our mind a Buddha's image with all the characteristics of a Buddha feature, but that's all like ready to speak to you almost, right? And so we have to, of course, it's not easy to say, maybe easy to talk about, right? So we have to really make more effort to generate that image. So as we get more used to that, then we are really able to generate a very clear image of Buddha in our mind, okay? And so then take that as our focus for cultivating, you know, calm abiding. And something I learned from the previous explanation is here, of course, we talk about taking Buddha's image as our focus, but we could take bodhicitta as our focus, we can take great compassion as our focus, we can take a wisdom gone beyond as our focus, right? Because all of those will serve multiple benefits, not like taking a twig and pebbles, okay?
대근지 제벌에게 세기 카도타부 꿀리치 직대고부 꾼든 제바테 미바텔라 강기 셈주고 샤주셈바 대님 샤지샤 해송바 따불라 미베텐 샤오 대여 사도 르제바타 랑지 쇼바 세다바 니레 에네 치만디 대바겨리 제체기 에네 티바 투모 까다영 투베 랑지 이트브신 세데베 넘버 샤오스 버티레타 에네 구수대 아이노 소소한테 나 나게도 고바지 라 소소 게네 야 소프트칼 상모타야 제다 상지 구수나마 메그 통야 티바 제부고 티샤 통뉴마 디엘다브리 카르세네 니게마 상지 자구 티샤데 나 이상모통 그레스 제마 소소도 마지지 상지가마 쇼게데 상지 제네 에네 베데니 샤마마 만졸이야 듄텐다 르모르 롱도 레비어와 제다 어디시나 대박이야 제 레스타팅 거네 상자레 그모니 상지 쇼소데 자가 쇼고고데다 에네 구수
제제인데마
다 디데코 토마는데 요마라디 계시 마동이 인도 소소비게 라마네 신이 당마딩게 되게 인도 상지 군디 공구리 아니 운디데 지와리 제데데 지와리 닌조데 요르시 세제 지그라 어디 일세 소소 있는 제소는 소소 상모단 지그라 디지네 관계 들이야 제중도 그 마사 마시 말아 신 어디 상모야 보통 그랬어 어디 상지 가서 너무 가서 그런 가서 디 군인의 희생이 그게 맥 통해야 지서는 대박이라고 했었다. 그죠? 자, 소수 직계가 제 임대하고 소모동 받은데 대박이라고 했었다.
어디서? On page 44, so we have a stanza from Samadhi Raja Sutra, King of Concentration Sutra, to substantiate the characteristics of the Buddha. And then the next it goes and explains, it says, of the two ways to do this, newly imagining the Buddha's form and visualizing the Buddha's form as though actually present, the latter has a distinct advantage in developing faith and fits within the context of practices common to both sutra and tantric vehicles. So Geshe-la's explanation on that is, we should, as we said, I mean, these days, we have access to a good representation of a Buddha in the form of a statue, in the form of a painting, in other forms, right? So you can really have a very nice look at a very good representation of a Buddha from the crown of his head down to the soles of his feet and look at all the features of a Buddha, okay? And then follow that and generate that image of Buddha in your mind, okay? Now, in case somebody hasn't got any access to such thing, then they said, once you request for teaching or instruction from a guru on how to cultivate calm abiding, then request the guru to describe the Buddha, right? And Buddha's eyes, then the Buddha, Buddha's earlobes, and all these qualities of the Buddha. So based upon guru's instruction, you can generate that image. Okay. So the important point being made here is, instead of constructing a Buddha's image in your mind according to your liking, really go with the historical image of a Buddha. Okay. Because Buddha is a historical figure, right? It's not a fictitious figure, character, right? There is a history behind that. He was born in India, he lived in India, he taught in India, right? There's a whole history behind that. So based upon that history, his representations have been created. So if we go with the historical image of a Buddha with all the characteristics, so that will help us to generate faith in the Buddha rather than creating our own version of the Buddha with a fictitious and creativity mind, that kind of looks like, I like that Buddha. But that's how Buddha didn't look like, see? So don't create your version of the Buddha, but go with the historical image of the Buddha. So that everybody will agree with that, right? When you talk about Buddha there, all the Buddhas agree with that. But if you have your version of the Buddha, well, then you know what the story is.
No, Tombok Hindu Ligbas, Ligbas did that, that tea yagachi, that tea cutters, Kalugu in the Dutchima in the Dutch, and a lovely Kilo Hitayorva. She said, San Yuko the Kay, you might teach in a good tea dog in the tea, Tima and Ralmu and the Yagachi last year. Ligbachi say last did begin at the same race, well, San Yuko, you see, you have become magician, but you didn't among the in the
Tea,
She's a combo moment, but that is really the name of Yangyan Tan, because a lot of Majapa, the country, but a lot of seven and shower. That's good to go near Shabo de Ganga Long Chow or what the Yangyan Yellow come near said. Cassa Yangyan Yellow Cone, was the Comnessa. Could not let me live, but that gave a two be tone. Cast a tone some ye, a younger child to show la. And there are showers, that's all tone lamed that day as a gumarva. That's all tone lamed that day and a gura. What is it? Cause some ye, the cursa, younger child to show by la, say, in the midday there were showers. But that's what they shall have. That's cause you did double. In the Sanji Guina, in the Sanji Gunda, do the Lamsa Telemina and Duma, because you're so big, lolly, lot of Jugura, Sangma Yakus Gura, but because Sanji Guzuka Chiman and Rabugina, Kanji Shonleva Yakaji, any person so deep, only Shabody, Tata, and Yavas, Yayon, come the any Gongres. What is this?
So here the gentleman is, you know, how he's very particular about the advice he gives. He says, you know, we really have to find an authentic representation of a Buddha. Not that somebody said, I painted a Buddha. Would you like to use that? We don't know. Okay? Or somebody said, I made a Buddha statue, you know, here is one. We don't know how authentic is that. Okay? So, and this is, I think, great advice. My third footnote, right? Because there are all kinds of things on the market today, right? Just kind of those, sorry. Buddha are really Buddhas, but some paintings are lousy, and some statues are, you know, lousy too. Okay, Kishila didn't say that. Put not closed. So we really have to find an authentic Thangka painting or representation, image of Buddha or a picture of a Buddha, right? Facebook of a Buddha, I don't know. Really authentic one. Okay, and then go with that. He said that's very important. Not that somebody says here's a Buddha image, here's a Buddha statue and go with that. Because that may not be authentic. That could be, you know, Buddha we know. All Buddhas are equally enlightened. We cannot say this Buddha is better than that Buddha, right? That would be a really silly thing to talk about. But people, when they make the representation of the Buddha, they can do a lousy job, you know. So that's why we got to be careful to find an authentic representation of a Buddha for our meditation. So once we find it, whether it's a statue, whether it's Thangka painting, whether it's a picture, whatever, then he says, look at it closely. You know, a lot of the time, I try to memorize the Buddha's image in our mind. It's just like monks memorizing, you know, thousands of pages of text, right? So once you memorize this, everything's intact. So like that, we have to look at that image many times until we are able to get a clear picture of that Buddha in our mind, right? That might take, you know, a lot of effort, right? Nobody can look at once, okay, now I know what Buddha is, you know, close your eyes, then it's not there. So we have to look at it very closely, look at it very carefully, attentively, and many times until we can construct that representation in our mind, and then we can take that as a focus for meditation. I think that will do for today. We stop there, and of course, Kishala is always excited to receive your questions. The traveling mic is over there.
Thank you very much, Geshe-la. I just have a question. I think last week Geshe-la mentioned about two kinds of virtue, accumulate merit, and accumulate merit wisdom.
Okay.
And I just recall when we accumulate merit, and eventually we will achieve the form body. And when we accumulate merit, and eventually we will
Truth body. Right?
Yes, we will actually Dhammakaya, a truth mm-hmm. body.
Mm-hmm.
So when Geshe are talking about when we accumulate negativity
mm-hmm.
and they just effectively and then just resort to the merit, it's nothing effectively influenced by merit of wisdom, isn't it?
Oh, yes. He said, you know, the kind of negativity is, no, sorry, the kind of merit that can be easily destroyed is the merit that is not associated with the wisdom, yes. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah. So what's your question again? I think your mic is not working.
We will have a form body.
Right.
And when we accumulate merit, wisdom,
right.
we have a
truth
body, isn't it?
Right. So
yeah, I just want to ask Geshe-la, is it explain a little bit more about merit and merit,
okay,
wisdom?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Did the wagyu?
Yes.
That deva the kazangema ging on the discanam sonam size or wagyu sonam delaya any. Yishi the sonam di lelab chom tu kumales rawage. Sonam kuran lelab chom tu la rawage. This is that namju sebi na ki ngato choni sundu kanda sonam ki chaw saba dege en tardu sanje ki sugu du gures rawage. Yishi chaw saba dege ta chugu du gursung rawage. This is that kaza sonam chaw kasi lelab chom tu kora rawage. The choni kwa dege dege this is masculine sugu da this. When we talk about the bodhisattva deeds or the practices, right, they're very extensive and very vast. But we can bring them together within what we call two types of collection. Collection of merit, punya, and collection of insight of wisdom called jnana. Okay? And so basically what we're really talking about is the another terminology is often we use is the method and wisdom. Yeah. So all the method practices, skillful means or upaya practices, such as generating great love, great compassion, bodhicitta, making offerings, doing prostrations, you know, generosity, all of this method side really are basically belong to a collection of merit or punya. Yeah. Now, when we use our wisdom or analysis, we do any kind of analysis, right? Even when we generate the understanding of impermanence, okay? So that's more like the collection of insight of the wisdom side. Of course, the ultimate wisdom we talk about is the wisdom realizing emptiness as it is. Okay? So when we engage ourselves analytically, okay, use our intelligence and wisdom, so that is the wisdom side practice. Okay? So through this, you're right that through the collection of merit, eventually we are able to achieve a Buddha's form body or rupakaya, and through the collection of wisdom or the insight, we are able to achieve Buddha's omniscient mind and the dharmakaya and all of those things. Okay, and so that's what we talk about. So the kind of merit we talk about, just the collection of merit, so that could be easily destroyed if we do get angry, right? Depending on who do we get angry with, right? All of those things we talked about before. Yeah. So then I requested Geshe-la, maybe could he explain a little bit about integrating those two sides to protect the method. So Geshe-la said, generally one of the things we're talking about is, say, if we are practicing generosity, we can think about the ultimate nature of the giver and what's being given, to whom it's given, the emptiness. So that will probably help us to protect. But then he says that it's not 100% sure. Jerembo just says that, you know, in the engaging in Bodhisattva's deeds and other things, something like that. He said, I'm not 100% sure, but, you know, what is really required is not enough to think about emptiness. I think it's like we must have the realization of emptiness to be able to protect the merit. Jerembo just says, you know, but he said, find it out, you know. So Jerembo just did not give a definitive statement. You know, usually we say think about emptiness, so that will help us, right? But Jerembo is really more specific. He said, it's the actual realization of emptiness that probably conjoined with the merit, that can protect the merit. Okay, not just thinking about emptiness. Okay, hope that answers your question. All right, next question.
So at the moment of death, some people have said, I've heard, think about your precious teachers, right, your precious guru, and their, and how what they did good. And then you say we could think about Buddha, the image of Buddha.
Right.
How are those things supposed to help us? I mean, does it go into bardo? I mean, does it wash away a lifetime of not doing, well, how does that work?
Okay. Yeah, sure. Kurang kani shuwa di dhira dhwa gyan.
Yes.
Ta tanda karsa kura pena san, ta tishin shewe ki, Kasota, Punier, was one of the yearly seven and Rogan, they'll complete Sedation and Shiva Galia, a decision about chest him, but I didn't pay your love Rogan. And Kachasunaka,
What
happens is, like, you know, usually when we talk about how at the time of the death, you know, what really precipitates our rebirth in a bad migrations, right, is when our mind is in a negative state. Yeah, so if we generate any delusion or afflictive emotion, then that can really, you know, trigger, right, the bad karma, and that can precipitate our rebirth in the bad migration. Now, when we think about if our mind is preoccupied with the Buddha's image or our guru, kind guru, or think about your positive thoughts, what the positive things you have done, then we, you know, train our mind in a positive state of mind. So when we die within a positive state of mind, whether it's remembering your guru or a Buddha or a positive thingy, so then at least it is guaranteed that your next life you will achieve a good rebirth. One more question, I guess. Yeah.
My question goes back to the conversation we had in the question period last week with regard to anger and those afflictive emotions that arise. Is there a differentiation between the emotion and the action in terms of how it affects merit?
Okay.
It was just a little unclear last week.
Okay. So, okay, give me a say. Let's say anger itself is emotion, so the action is like punching in the nose?
Yeah, for example, if I get angry about something and I have the emotion, but rather than act on that emotion, I purify that emotion later I deal with that in a quote-unquote positive manner.
Yeah.
I just want to know how that affects merit.
Thank you. Kundi tanda kuna kandi shwe di ta kazan nima kazan nima di ngazu tiwa di java yis tanda kien kongru ki kiesu chom saya shwa rwa kien di si diw kala ta kongru di shayo da kien kongru kora ta ngazu di rwa kien ngazu pepe chini simju rwa kien kongru emotion la kido wa di ta anu kongru di ki kien chini anu ya chi lu ki kien jubas kia shwa rwa di imba rupe na kiesu chom saya kiba yoro pena kongru sa ene kono sawa degi ene ko chik lyu gi yang chik ma den ra ge ka de mil tung gi ne de si gi de ma che be ina ane di gi ke wa jom se de nyung gi re ya na ane kono de sam lo dang shu ni mi sam dang chok ra ge
to
ta ting a kono sa de ding min du da di a gu min du sam chok ra ra ge ta kono sa ne mil mok zo shu gi ne de de se che na kono sawa ji go ma re lyu gi nam ji ten ra ge di gi yang ka sa ke wa ma chom ya da di ba chi chung ji go di su ra su de ka ga ra
ta kono da na ngon se kono ni mi he de de xu be ke ja ma da kono sa
就不在对吧？对。但过学位的社会，那是过人物看，他动都动不，那地方差个是吧？谁的社会人物差个？如果我就把看些同事，那你操作端的操作的，谁都没，那你你把差个是吧？他当个都看到给他种菜，都看到过了啥？就我们这些是吧？是吧？他肯定，看到的个人呢，另外比较把同事，那第二你是看过台湾的话，杨总。那是吧？杨总，你把差个那个是吧？那是个。
哎，控制的跟啥呢？修了呀，说说控制，你没什么了呀？大家控制的给搞什么了？搞，他开始准备的用途那个叫了。平时修了，本来大家刚刚爱修了，是吧？给大家控制啥不？地方是什么的呀？地大家控制的牛肉的，穷是给啥？大家控制的，他要靠把这个给啥啥的，让他，嗯，控制这个朋友过了，看到大家的控制这个什么的，做别的抗议的没的，过几把钱的，要过给啥啥啥过了，我的朋友的呀，开始朋友有了，他开始。
So Geshe-la said, you know, when we talk about how our moment of anger can destroy so much of a marriage, we are just only talking about that emotional level, right? You don't have to act on it. But if we act on it, it becomes even worse, isn't it? So we get angry and then we hit someone or we kill someone, right? Now that's additional action. Because we are talking about how actions are body, speech, and mind, isn't it? If we simply think, that's one action. If we think and we act, well, that's two actions, right? And if we say something again, that's three actions. So it's really, combined, the intensity really picks up, you know. So then I was just kind of tag along with your question. I asked, like, let's say we get angry emotionally, then 5 minutes later we kind of feel bad and regret for having done. I said, then what happens, you know, in that case? Does it destroy less merit, or what's happening, you know? I piggybacked on your question. Geshe-la said, in this case, what happens, whatever anger we arose, I mean, that, you know, destroyed. But because we regret for it, we generate new positive energy, so that helps us to be able to minimize certain effect, you know? So that's why, you know, we talk a lot about different levels of intensity of delusions, right? The, you know, big anger or the moderate anger or small anger. But if you're angry and then also there's some other mental factors like you regret, but I have to do this and I'm not happy, in which case your negativity will be less because there's some other interaction, right? But if you do it very happily, okay, you know, I'm going to go here like at my fullest extent, it's going to be even more, right? So many factors play into the intensity of the anger. Okay. All right, we'll stop there today.
Nos
O peerless Savior and Supreme Teacher, Suddhodana Son,
O the 17 Masters and Adepts,
Nagarjuna and Asanga, and so on, O Dipamkara, as well as Sovereign Father Tsongkhapa, gloriously appear here today to grant auspiciousness. On the great path leading to the heart of enlightenment, you've traversed by means of the perfect threefold discipline and have enhanced ever higher the realizations of the enlightened qualities. O glorious Guru, we offer our supplications at your feet. Pray return gloriously to propagate the teachings of Lobsang by tying well the sash of monastic disciplinary precepts and generating the altruistic intention to free all beings. Engage in the tantric yogas of the two stages. Think of the unbearable pain of the sentient beings who are enveloped in the forces of five degenerations, and to open wide the lotus grove of the Buddha's teachings. May your reincarnation appear soon as a source of merit for us. O infinite Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, you are the embodiment of uncontaminated and immutable great bliss. Kindly pour on us now your blessings, rains of nectar from the great clouds of your pervasive, pure, and bright wisdom and compassion to eliminate our distress. We pray to you an incomparable great hero who has perfectly realized within his mind the threefold ethics, a pure essence of the extensive system of Tathagata's teaching. He who has raised the parasol of Dharma in hundreds of directions. Your body is a sun of all wonderful qualities, but all of a sudden it's set into solitary peace. You have committed before infinite Buddhas to work for Dharma and sentient beings. You could not have given up your commitment. However, your presence depends on the fortunes of disciples, for the power of dependent arising is inconceivable. Please reincarnate soon as a new light of Dharma out of your compassion that never abandons us. Please return soon as a supreme spiritual guide, a treasure house of the immense teaching of Buddha, a voice that eloquently elucidates the teaching that suits individuals' dispositions and capacities. Please return soon as a great Dharma king who will be known in all directions for smashing into pieces a mountain of misguided teachings and views through the power of your thunderbolt lightning of the three reasonings. Please return soon just like your previous self, an expert in the five major sciences of Buddhism, whose eloquent words and articulation of the teaching captivate the hearts of all the scholars and activate deep appreciation and pure enthusiastic minds. Please return soon as a spiritual guide, endowed with complete knowledge, kindness, and dedication in regards to the perfect view, meditation, and conduct, one who facilitates the opening of the blossom lotus that is the golden teaching of Tsongkhapa.
By the power of the three infallible jewels, by the power of dependent arising of unchanging emptiness, by the truth of our pure thoughts and devotion, may all our aspirations be spontaneously fulfilled.
Nam mô vô song cú độ chí tôn bổn sư tịnh phạn thái tử. Nam mô 17 cao tổ chư hiền thánh tăng long thọ vô trước. Nam mô Dipakara cùng tôm cô pha tôn vương tử phụ. Quang lâm đương chốn hiện tại hiện tiền ban truyền phước nhũ. Thiên thang đạo lộ trực chỉ chân tâm kiến tánh đẳng giác. Ngài đã siêu vượt do tịnh tiếp vũ ba tạng giới luật, rồi lại phát huy bay bổng tuyệt vời bồ đề hạnh chứng. Tôn sư quang vinh tứ chúng thỉnh cầu gõ sen lễ lạy, xin mau trở lại quang huy truyền bá giáo pháp lưu sang, bằng sự thắt chặt đa giới nghiêm minh thiền môn tự viện, rồi lại khởi tâm từ bi đại nguyện giải thoát chúng sanh, tinh chuyên hành trì du già mật định dị phần chứng đắc. Xin luôn thương tưởng thống khổ bất kham ba cõi hữu tình, thường bị bao phủ tra đảo khôn nguôi mãnh lực ngũ trược, đưa tay rộng mở bát ngát vườn sen giáo lý Phật Đà, xin mau tái sanh nhanh chóng hiện hành phước nguồn tứ chúng. Nam mô vô biên chư Phật chư Bồ Tát, các ngài thị hiện bát ngát báu thân của chân đại lạc bất biến trong ngần, xin trải từ tâm bên cần phù hộ, mưa thánh thủy từ mây đại độ, đủ hệ bi tịnh phổ rạng ngời, tận diệt thống khổ tức thời, niệm danh ngài bậc đại hùng vô sánh, đã hoàn toàn chứng pháp tánh nơi tâm, ba tạng giới luật cốt tủy uyên thâm của đại thừa Như Lai truyền giáo, ngài nâng cao lộng vòng pháp bảo cho hướng vươn lan tỏa muôn phương, báu thân ngài chối nhòa phẩm hạnh, sao bỗng nhiên nhập cảnh bích chi, ngài từng trước Phật thệ nghi hứa luôn hằng pháp làm vì độ sanh, nay ngài hẳn không đành bỏ nguyện, tùy phước đệ tử mà ngài hiện thế, lý nhân duyên chẳng thể nghĩ bàn, xin mau hóa sanh thành ánh đạo vàng, từ bi mãi chẳng bỏ đàn bơ vơ, xin mau trở lại là đại đạo sư, như kho tàng chứa kinh thư vô lượng, lời tuyên giảng soi đường pháp bảo, kế căn cơ thiện xảo độ sanh, xin mau trở lại là đại pháp vương, lừng danh kim cổ mười phương tán đồng, phá tan núi mị pháp lồng tà kín, tam đoạn luật xét nghiến sấm vang, xin mau trở lại như thân đời trước, đắc ngũ minh kiến thức uyên thâm, biện tài vô ngại lý giải pháp âm, học giả khẩu phục hằng tâm, thiện giả cảm nhận hồng ân nước lòng, xin mau trở lại là bậc đạo sư, thiên thư thông thái mẫn từ tận tâm, chánh kiến định mạng chuyên cần, sen hé nhụy hương lên pháp đàn, của tông khách ba ý ngọc lời vàng, do thần lực tam bảo liên ứng, do thần lực duyên khởi tương ưng, với thánh không bất nhị bất trùng, do tâm lực trí thành cùng kính ngưỡng, xin cho sở nguyện chúng đệ tử được tức thời viên mãn.
Yeah, but I joy, I can't ever be good, I'm going to be a bit of a devil.
Jesus, 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 Jesus